1996, 1992 rather. The river Ganges, flowing from the heavenly planets, is full of golden lotus flowers. Okay, we already read that. After the 4 months of Chaturmasya, Shravan, Bhadra, Ashvina, and Kartik, all the Vaishnavas of Bengal returned to their homes, but Srila Rupa Goswami remained in Jagannath Puri under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, while Rupa Goswami was writing his book, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly appeared. As soon as Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami saw the Lord coming, they both stood up and then fell down to offer him their respectful obeisances. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them both and then sat down. The Lord inquired, "What kind of book are you writing?" He held up a palm leaf that was a page of the manuscript, and when he saw the fine handwriting, his mind was very pleased. Thus being pleased, the Lord praised the writing by saying, "The handwriting of Rupa Goswami is just like rows of pearls." While reading the manuscript, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a verse on that page, and as soon as he read it, he was overwhelmed by ecstatic love. Quote, "I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert." This verse is included in the Vidagdha Madhava 1.15, a seven-act play written by Sri Rupa Goswami describing the pastimes of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this verse, Haridas Thakur, upon hearing the vibration, became jubilant and began dancing and praising its meaning. One has to learn about the beauty and transcendental position of the holy name of the Lord by hearing the revealed scriptures from the mouths of devotees. Nowhere else can we hear of the sweetness of the Lord's holy name. Purport. It is said in the Padma Purana, "Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai." Chanting and hearing of the transcendental holy name of the Lord cannot be performed by ordinary senses. The transcendental vibration of the Lord's holy name is completely spiritual. Thus it must be received from spiritual sources and must be chanted after having been heard from a spiritual master. One who hears the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra must receive it from the spiritual master by oral reception. Srila Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us to hear the holy name of Krishna chanted by non-Vaishnavas, such as professional actors and singers, for it will have no effect. It is like milk touched by the lips of a serpent, as stated in the Padma Puran, "Avaishnavam kod girnam putam hari katamritam, stravanam naiva kartavyam sarpo chistam nikapayaha." As far as possible, therefore, the devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement gather to chant the holy name of Krishna in public so that both the chanters and the listeners may benefit. What is the name of the book written by Rupa Goswami? We just spoke about it. It's a play. Rajesh, what is the play written by Rupa Goswami? We just read about this one. Sanatan Goswami. What is the play written by Rupa Goswami? Sleeping, huh? Amit?
Sleeping.
Mayapur? Sleeping. Panditji?
Resting.
Huh?
Resting.
Oh, yes. But those are two plays written by him, but we just read about one of them. Vidagdha Madhava, yes. How many acts in that play? Vidagdha Madhava is a seven-act play, right? We read that. What does it describe, Mayapur? Vidagdha Madhava? The pastimes of?
Krishna
of who in Vrindavan? The pastimes
of? Krishna.
In Vrindavan, right. Okay,
now
keep awake, folks.
I didn't understand what you want to know.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to see if everybody would rather take rest now or would rather continue hearing.
This was yesterday. This was yesterday evening.
So you heard it twice and still couldn't remember it. Duh.
No, that's a sound, something.
Okay, relax. Everything will be okay. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced both Haridas and Rupa Goswami and left for the seaside to perform his noontime duties. On the next day, after visiting the temple of Jagannath as usual, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, and Swarup Damodar. They all went together to Srila Rupa Goswami, and on the way, the Lord greatly praised his qualities. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited the two important verses, he felt great pleasure. Thus, as if he had five mouths, he began to praise his devotee. The two verses referred to are those beginning with Priya So Yum, and Tunde Tandavani. Just to examine Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, the Lord began to praise the transcendental qualities of Sri Rupa Goswami before them. Characteristically, the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not take seriously an offense committed by a pure devotee. The Lord accepts whatever small service a devotee renders as being such a great service that he is prepared to give even himself, what to speak of other benedictions. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Purushottama, the greatest of all persons, has a pure mind. He is so gentle that even if his servant is implicated in a great offense, he does not take it very seriously. Indeed, if his servant renders some small service, the Lord accepts it as being very great. Even if an envious person blasphemes the Lord never manifests anger against him. Such are his great qualities. This verse is from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Srila Rupa Goswami. So, who did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meet with when he went to the temple of Jagannath, Rajesh?
Who did he go with?
Now, who did he meet with? Or who did he go with? Or whatever you like.
Rupa Goswami?
No. Preeti? Mayapur? Wow. Yes.
How did I start?
No. Okay, Amit.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar.
Exactly. Right.
Oh.
Okay. Gosh, what to do? When Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami saw that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come with his intimate devotees, they both immediately fell down like logs and offered prayers to their lotus feet. What is that called when one falls down in obeisance just like a stick?
Dandava.
Dandava. Yes. Danda meaning stick. Dandava. Full obeisances. What? How do you offer a dandavat? What does that actually mean? Do you know?
Eight parts of the
body. Yes. The feet, the ankles, the knees, the waist, the chest, the head.
Why the woman?
Huh?
Why the woman may not pay obeisance to the dandavat?
Some women do offer dandavat, but it's not standard etiquette. Can be done, but it's not, should be done in a secluded place. It's generally not. For a woman to lie down on the ground is a little obscene or something. Vedic culture wants to protect men and women from each other. So the emphasis is on women taking the humble position. The way it is. In Tomislav's next life, when he gets the body of a woman, he'll have to... No. Hey, we've all had different bodies at various times, both male and female. Now in the human form of life at this present moment, we have an opportunity to be Krishna conscious. And Krishna says, Mami Partha Vyapasri Pyayeti Supapa Yonaya Striyo Vaishastata Supraste Pyanti Parangatim. All of us have a good chance, but we have to play our roles according to the body that we have that will be natural and best. In fact, the gopis, when Krishna came to Dwarka, they didn't even offer obeisances. They offered obeisances within the mind. They embraced Krishna in their hearts. Krishna knows it's not that because you offered dandavats that you couldn't be the biggest cheater in the world too. Krishna knows what is in your heart. This external show has no value if the internal sentiment is not there. So being concerned, overly concerned with the external without enough emphasis on the real substance, the real essence, is just another form of maya and is the disturbance to society. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal devotees met Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur. The Lord then sat down in an elevated place with his devotees. Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur sat at the foot of the elevated place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting. Although everyone asked them to sit on the same level as the Lord and his associates, they did not do so. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Rupa Goswami to read the verse they had previously heard, Rupa Goswami, because of great shyness, did not read it, but instead remained silent. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami recited the verse, and when all the devotees heard it, their minds were struck with wonder. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but I would still like to go to the bank of the Yamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan. Who remembers what this verse, what when this verse was written? We read about this. You remember? Anybody? Mayapur?
On a leaf.
Huh?
On a leaf.
Written on a leaf, yes. Why was it written? When was it written? Sanatan. Amit.
It was during the Rath Yatra when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this verse, and when he was dancing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, he started the verse.
From the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So nobody could understand it.
Yeah,
why was he speaking about it? It was Jagannath Rath Yatra. Why is he talking about Vrindavan and Radharani?
Only Swarup Damodar could understand the innermost mood of the Lord. And then Rupa Goswami cannot.
He went home and wrote it on a leaf. And then he went to take his bath, so he put the leaf in the roof of his hut. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to come there while he'd gone for a bath, and he saw the leaf up in the roof, and he pulled it down. Wow, he knows my mind. He was stunned. Okay. After hearing this verse, both Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Without your special mercy, how could this Rupa Goswami have understood your mind?" Srila Ramananda Roy admitted that previously Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had empowered his heart so that he could express elevated and conclusive statements to which even Lord Brahma has no access. Does anyone know what this refers to here? No? Yeah?
When Ramananda Rao spoke with
Chaitanya
at the brink of Samaruva.
Very good. Very good, yes.
And he was asking him about what is the ultimate goal of society.
Yeah.
And
yes.
They were speaking first, usually Varnashama Dhamma, then he rejected, and they go to Daivya Varnashama, and even more, he was pushing him to.
And Ramananda Rao kept saying that, "You are the puppet master and I am simply the puppet. You are ordering me and I am speaking."
Yeah.
I'm just an instrument.
Yes. He was amazed how he gives him the mercy to tell all this.
Yes. Age kaha. More. Say more. Say more. What was the final conclusion, Mayapur? What was the highest?
A lot of donkeys.
Well, not exactly. Anybody remember what was concluded? The constant discussion of the pastimes of Krishna and the association of devotees is the highest activity. Okay. Had you not previously bestowed your mercy on him, they said, it would not have been possible for him to express your internal feelings. Purport. Devotees acknowledge Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy upon Sri Rupa Goswami in the following words. Sri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? The special function of Srila Rupa Goswami is to establish the feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These feelings are his desires, with a capital H. These feelings are his desires that his special mercy be spread throughout the world in the Kali Yuga. Prithivite achejuto nagaradi gram sarvatra prachor hoibe mor na. His desire is that all over the world, everyone in every village and every town know of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan movement. These are the inner feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Goswami committed to writing all these feelings of the Lord. Now again, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same feelings are being spread all over the world by the servants of the Goswamis. And devotees who are pure and simple will appreciate this attempt. As concluded by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, however, those who are on the level of hogs and dogs will never appreciate such a great attempt. Yet this does not matter to the preachers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, for all over the world they will continue to perform this responsible work, even though persons who are like cats and dogs do not appreciate them. So, that is the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, is to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. And we are all benefiting from the mission started by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is obviously here referring to some of his God brothers as well as others in India who could not appreciate his movement to preach in the Western countries. They simply found small faults and criticized, although they could do nothing. Still, someone who was doing in a very big way on the order of Lord Chaitanya, the best they could do was find fault. So our business is to carry on the legacy left to us by Srila Prabhupada, to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. And we should not be satisfied just to do a little preaching in Bombay or in India. More or less, to one degree or another, all Indians have a little Krishna consciousness. At least there's a good chance that if the world takes up Krishna consciousness, they will easily take it up. But our mission is to get people from Africa and China and America and Europe and in every place to take up Krishna consciousness. Even if only a small percentage take it, it can bring a wonderful change in the situation in the world. It can prevent a nuclear war, it can prevent the onset of Kali Yuga and slow things down and make people prosperous and happy for at least the next 10,000 years. So it's our duty to take this message and actually to think about how we can spread it. Of course, initially we only think of our own selfish desire to get free from suffering. But ultimately we have a debt to pay to Srila Prabhupada for bringing us this knowledge, and that debt is prithivite achejato nagaradikram. So in every town, every nagar, and every gram, we have to spread the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by doing Harinam Sankirtan, by doing book distribution, by starting congregational preaching, life membership, all the different programs. Even at the risk of our own spiritual life, we take chances when we associate with non-devotees. We can get polluted. Therefore, we can come to Mayapur and Vrindavan and holy places and recharge our spiritual batteries. And then we go back out again to fight on the front lines to spread Krishna consciousness. And we will get great mercy, great blessings when we do this, just as Rupa Goswami and the other servants of Lord Chaitanya got his blessings to do wonderful things. We can also get the blessings of Lord Chaitanya if we take up his mission. Tonight is our last night to get up for a while. So hope you had a nice pilgrimage to Mayapur and Puri. Hope you don't get in too much trouble when you go back home.
Back to Russia now.
Hmm?
Back to Russia.
What?
Back to Russia.
What's he mumbling? Back to Godhead. Well, yeah, some of them are going back to Doghead.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I guess it's time for Jagannath Mahaprasadi Govinda.
Jagannath Swami Ki.
Yeah. Now, did you know that, how long are you staying there in that guest house?
We will stay.
Yes. Do you know that they increased the rate on 21st? That's what he told us. The room cost.
No, they didn't say.
Have you paid already in advance?
No. He said we can pay when we go.
I see. And he told you 150 rupees
yes,
a day.
Yes, sir.
Because he told us 150 rupees until the 21st. Then the room rate goes up to 400.
No.
Like that.
He said.
For the minus 160, that's it.
Because that's the high season then. All the people 21. Come.
21.
Yeah.
Do
you
No, you should. If he told you, you told him you were staying until 29 December?
Yes.
And he said 150 per day until 29?
Only in the beginning, 150. Then he said no, anything else.
Then he said what?
Anything else. He didn't say anything else.
Oh, okay. So then you should make him stick to that. Don't talk to him anything more. But he's been negotiating with us for much more. He wants us to pay 265 rupees a day or 150 until the 21st and then maybe 400. We don't know.
We don't know. He says 500, 600 a day after the 21st. He says,
it must be bluffing, because these people here only charge 250, and there's no change of rate. But I know the high season is 21st.
It's more than the
Yeah,
this is what we're doing.